is on the flap, and I invite you to take that and tear that out right now, and then fill it out, and you can put it in the offering plate later in the service this morning. If you are here on a regular basis, if you'll give us at least your name and your email, we sure would appreciate it. And if you're here for the first time, if you'll share with us as much information as you are comfortable providing, again, we look forward to getting to know you better. As you're filling out that Connect card, you'll notice that above that, on both sides, is some information about the season of Lent coming up. First of all, this Wednesday, we'll have an Ash Wednesday service right here in this space. It'll be a unique service. It'll be set up in the round. You'll have the imposition of ashes and communion and begin together this season of preparation for Easter. The word Lent actually comes from a Latin word that means spring, and it reminds us of new life, and it is that season in which we get to prepare for that new life. This Lent, we're going to be talking about the Restoration Project and how it is that God renovates and restores us. There's also a Restoration Challenge, and I invite you to look at that in the bulletin, that information, and you can go on the website and learn more about how you can be involved in that as you are growing in your faith. And as we worship, we know that we come to this place seeking to find Christ, to find a deeper relationship with Christ, and to be able to be in communion with Christ. As we do that, we are mindful that this is a place that we call home. And so I invite you to respond to that. Welcome home. Let me invite you now to say welcome home to someone new. You stand up, introduce yourself if you don't know them. Say hello to you.
Good morning, everyone. Would you please remain standing as you're able as we begin our worship together through singing the opening hymn.
Thank you. God of our hope, we are gathered here this morning a grateful people, grateful to be in your presence and in the presence of one another. Inspire us this morning. Open our hearts and minds to all that you have to say to us this day. Now, let us affirm our faith together using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended to the dead. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
To talk to you this morning, and so after the service, I want to invite you to go out to where there is kind of a
given to the supervisors in charge of the Lord's temple, who in turn should pay it to those who are in the Lord's temple repairing the temple. The carpenters, the builders, and the masons. It should be used to pay for lumber and quarry stone to repair the temple. But there's no need to check on them regarding the money they receive, because they are honest workers. The high priest Hilkiah told Shaphan the secretary, "I have found the instruction scroll in the Lord's temple." Then Hilkiah turned the scroll over to Shaphan, who read it. Shaphan the secretary then went to the king and reported this to him. "Your officials have released the money that was found in the temple and have handed it over to those who supervise the work in the Lord's temple." Then Shaphan the secretary told the king, "Hilkiah the priest has given me this scroll," and he read it out loud before the king. This is the word of God for the people of God, and God's people say, "Thanks be to God." Would you pray? had lived through part or perhaps even all of those 67 years when Josiah's father and grandfather had been reigning. People who had